You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. Welcome to TalkTainment Radio, and this is Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and co-host, Bishop Gregory Fly. And we're here going to be going here and talk about some things and hear some music, and we're going and really going to try to sit here and move to learn something tonight. Bishop?
Yes, we'd like to start with a word of prayer. We want to thank everybody for joining us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you, we give you praise, and we honor you. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done for us today. Lord, we thank you, O God, for every time we cry, you hear us. And we ask, Lord, that you may touch the hearts of those, Lord, that need your help tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, that you may deliver those, O God, that's down in the valley, bring them up, Lord. And Father, we thank you. Lord, we ask that you look over our city, our mayors, those that are in charge over our nation, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise and we honor you and we thank you in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad to be here, and Bishop got a good lesson for you. And I'd like to say this, that I'm going to make this announcement. The next couple of weeks, it will be Stairway to Heaven's, I would say three, but it's five years since Stairway to Heaven, not on this station, but I'm at the other two years on the past station it was on. But it'll be 5 years since Stairway to Heaven they'll be on. And I'd like to also shout out to my wife and to my friends at Mount Carmel's Lab. And I have one friend, I give them a shout out, both my friends. One likes to put his foot on the desk. The other likes to be boss. I'll give them a good shout out. But anyway, to my family and friends and to my pastor, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church.
Yes, I'd like to have a shout out to my wife, Perlene, there in South Carolina. Also to the Saints at Grace New Covenant Worship Center located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue, Columbus. The finest saints in all of the world are located at 1643 Aberdeen. I also like to put a shout out for the School of Biblical Theology Seminary located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue, the corner of Arlington, a place where you can go and prepare for your work that you're going to do for the Lord. And I encourage you to go to our website, biblicalseminary.org, and look at what we're doing and look at courses that you can take. Classes start the third week in September, so you have plenty of time to sign up. But don't wait till the last moment. You can take it online, you can take it on campus, or you can take it distant learning. Also, you can give us a phone call, and we'll explain it to you if you have any questions. And that phone number is area code 614-929-53333. As you're listening, tell us how we're doing. Don't be afraid. Call in, talk to us. We would love to hear your voice and your comments and your point of view. And that number is 614-914-5501 or 614-927-2013. Give us a shout out. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, and let us know that you enjoy this and that you enjoy the music and the word that's given out. And I believe Bishop has a beautiful lesson for the day. And I'm going to turn it over to him and let him. Go ahead with the music.
Okay, well, our lesson today is When God Was King. When God Was King. Here we find that the prophet Samuel was the son of Hannah. And Hannah was the daughter that could not bear any children. And she stood next to the priest and she was praying, but she wasn't making any noise. And the priest thought she was drunk, and he kind of scolded her for not coming into the synagogue in that kind of condition. But she told him that she wasn't drunk. She was just upset. She was just hurt. that God had given everybody a child but her. But if the Lord would bless her and give her a child, that she would lend that child to the Lord all the days of his life. And so the priest prayed for her. And the next time they came together, she had a child. And she gave that child, after she had weaned that child, the child's name was Samuel, to the priest to be raised up in the synagogue. And so we find that now Samuel, he had been called of the Lord, and he has been sanctified and set aside, and now he's kind of the head man in charge. And we find that the people didn't really care for who he appointed to succeed him, because they were his sons. And they say, well, your sons are not good. When he got old, they say, your sons is not good. And we don't want your sons over us, but we want a king. We want somebody that we can see. We want somebody that we can sing songs after. You know, that kind of reminds us today that we always think the grass is greener on the other side. And here was Almighty God being their king. And they said, we don't want you. We want somebody that we can see.
And sometimes we do need to listen, follow that leader, believe in somebody that we can see. Sometimes there's people who don't believe in things that does not believe in what we be talking about. And we just want y'all to understand that when we're teaching these words, they help us. And as far as I'm concerned, Bishop, I'm gonna let you go here, because my questions I haven't came to me yet somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Shoot some questions to you.
Yes. You know, I kind of look back at the time when I was coming up. Things were a lot different with the families. Families normally ate together. They prayed together. They studied together. I didn't come up in a Christian home. We didn't go to church that often. But we ate together, and we shared things together. And that was so important. But people have gotten away from that, and gotten away from what pleases God, and what has gotten away from the things that that you can give back to your neighbor, and concern about your neighbors. And I had an incident this morning. A young lady came to the door, and she knocked on the door, and she asked me, she said, I live a couple of doors down the street, me and my husband, and on the other side of the street, you don't know us, but aren't you the preacher? And I started laughing, and she said, then she told me what she wanted. And I sat there, and I thought about it, and I said, you know what? People know who you are when you don't know who you are. And you can have an influence on people. But here we find that God had always taken care of Israel. He had brought them out of Egypt. He had killed their enemies for them. He gave them the tools to fight. And then all of a sudden, they want somebody that they can see. They didn't want to sing songs about an invisible God. They didn't want to love an invisible God. They wanted somebody that they can see and touch. But when you have somebody that you can see, touch, and feel, then you have faults. But they were serving a perfect God. They didn't need anybody else, but they wanted somebody else. But I want to talk tonight about when God was king in your life, when God was the center of your joy, when God was your compass, and when God was everything and everything to you, how different your life was, how different your life of your children's was, and how better the next generation came out because we put God first.
Yeah, we should put God first in everything you do. I know I get up in the morning thanking God for waking me up, and even on my way to work, I pray to him, ask him to guide me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, you got people out there that you don't know you. And that places that I'd be going to the store or anywhere in shopping, going to the store, going to a place, even with my wife, I see people, don't you play for this? I said, yes, I do play for the Keystone. You're the bass player. I had people seen this program called, they don't call my name, they call, hey, Talk Tainment, how you doing? What's going on?
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. You kind of, in a way, you got to kind of look at, kind of watch yourself and be careful Because sometimes the things that you ain't, that you don't do, that you're not trying to do, or you try, I'm not saying to try to put yourself to the high ground that you don't do it, because we all going to fall and do some mistakes. But sometimes you got people out there that will watch what you're doing. They're going to try to find every little fault they can to get you in. And this is why I say I have to put my faith in my hands and God's hands. And this is the way I try to bring myself and try to live that way in God's hands. Bishop.
Yes. You know, we have to be totally sold out to the Lord. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for people that are sold out, that trust him, that lean on him, that depend on him, and put him first in everything they do. And even in our decision making, we ought to consult the Lord. He says that he will, if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path. And that's what we need. We need some direction from the Lord, especially in the day and time that we're living. Here in Columbus, we have people killing people. We have children killing children. And, you know, this has got to stop. And the only way that it's going to stop is going to take a divine move of God. And we're going to have to go back and put God back on the throne and worship him in spirit and in truth. And you know what? We need the Holy Ghost in order to do that, because the Holy Ghost takes us where we can't take ourselves. You know, sometimes we get angry, but the Holy Ghost will help us to cease from anger. Sometimes we want to fight. The Holy Ghost will keep us, keep our tongue in our mouth and keep our thoughts to ourselves. That don't mean that we're weak. That means that we're placing it in the hands of God. And I believe that as a country and as a people, we have to go back to those times and to those days where God was first and we acknowledged him. And we said, Lord, what shall I do? Instead of saying, this is how I'm going to do.
Yeah, we do need. We knew the city is going through a lot, and we need to be together and get together, and families, you know, it's like I always say, this is borrowed time, and families are fighting each other, and people are shooting each other and killing each other for on something that doesn't make sense. And like we do need the Lord down here to take care of us, and you know, he's the only one that can straighten this out. Man can't do it, God can. And we have to kind of depend on him to come down here. As he said, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, like he said, if my people would turn from their wicked ways and call by their name, then I will heal the land. And I know I stumbled on that, but Bishop Correct will correct me on that. But anyway, that's what we need to do. We need to just look at all the evils going, because the evil is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's growing, and somewhere we have to stop it. And the reason why we have to stop, because try to stop it, because if there's a lot of hotheads out there that's not going to listen or take heed. They're going to do what they want to do. Am I right, Bishop?
Yes, yes. You know, I take a look at this pandemic, and we see how it killed over 600,000 people in the United States and over 1 million people worldwide. And then all of a sudden we came up with a vaccine. And then when people started getting the vaccine, they started feeling better. The death rate went down. And you know what the people did? The people said, we're going to go back and do what we always did. Mm-hmm. And then God said, no, you're not. So he sent another variant of that germ. He sent a variant of it, and now they don't know how to stop it. But if what would have happened if we had to acknowledge God in that time and said, Lord, we're going to change our ways. We're going to repent, and we're going to change our ways. We're not going back and do the same things that we've always been doing, but we're going to look to you, and we're going to acknowledge you in all that we do. Even Samuel, when he was talking to the children of Israel, he told them what manner of king they would have. He said, he's going to take your daughters and your sons. He's going to make bakers out of them. He's going to make pastry makers out of them, perfume makers out of them. And he's going to demand of your crop. And they said, that's all right, but we still want somebody that we can see. When we go in our own way, then we are doomed for failure. It might not happen today, and it might not happen tomorrow, but we are doomed for failure walking in our flesh and walking according to our own ideas and the things that we think ought to be. In order to really find out how God wants us to do and what he wants us to do, we have to go to the Word, and the Word will lead and guide us and direct us in all truth to God.
Yeah, Bishop, not too many people that that when you tell them to go to the Word, not too many people had no desire to go to the Word, or not too many people have the desire to study the Word, and they make their heart, they feel like they can do without it. Well, would you explain to me why, could you explain to me why could that, why is mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, they don't understand the value of the Word. The Word is like a treasure chest. There's treasures in the Word. There's hidden secrets in the Word. There's a time that we get to know God through His Word. That's how we get to know Him, through His Word. What does God say about it? And not only that, but we are ambassadors from heaven. This is not our home. We only here temporarily. I wish I had an aerosol can, because the Bible tells us that we only hear, like when you spray an aerosol can and you feel that you see the mist of it, and it's only there for a few seconds, and then the only thing that lingers is the smell of the aerosol. So the only thing that lingers would be the memory of you. And I ask a question, what are your children saying about you? What is your wife saying about you? What is your husband saying about you? What is your neighborhood saying about you? Are you representing God? We have to represent God no matter where we're at. And the only way we can find out how to do it is get in that Word. I mean, whatever you like. You like love stories? Get in the Word. You like deliverance? Get in the Word. It's in the Word. I found everything I needed was in the Word of God.
Yeah, that is true. And you know, so many people got so many interests besides getting in the Word. And you wonder... You tell them to get in that Word, or you don't tell them, explain to them to get, you know, get in and find what they're looking for. And they don't pay attention, but they'll go around and listen to somebody else is not in the Word, or they'll listen to a false prophet mm-hmm. that would take the Word and change it around. I done ran about two or three people like that, that would take the Word and change it around. And I still haven't understand why do they, you know, take God's Word and change it around their way. I haven't gotten the Word. Could you explain that to me? I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, the School of Biblical Theology and Seminary, located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue on the corner of Arlington, it takes that Word and it chops it up where you're able to chew it and explain it to you, so and help you to walk until you made strong. You know, the Word of God is like this. You know, when a child is small, well, it used to be before, and I think all of us in here are old enough to realize that when a child was small years ago, our parents couldn't afford the baby food, they couldn't afford Gerber and all of that, yeah. But they would take cornbread and chew it up and then put it in the child's mouth. They would take greens and chew it up and put it in the child's mouth. Whatever food they had, that's what they would give that child. They would chew it up first and make it where the child could digest it. That's what needs to happen with the Word of God. It has to be digested, and we have to let it get in us, and then we start walking according to what God's Word is saying. I want to please God. So the question that you ask is, will this be pleasing to the Lord? And if this is pleasing to the Lord, then this is what I want to do.
Yeah, I would love to see that. I would love to see that, and yeah, really, we need to get really into that, into the Word of God. Let him lead you, let him guide. I remember when, at the time, I had read the Bible and I was doing my things, trying to. Then I got puzzled one time. And I started reading and I began to see some things that I was doing, and I'm wrong. So I said, well, I'm gonna have to cut this out. I cut that out.
That's right.
As I began to cut things out, what I was doing, I started cutting them out, letting them go by. And this is what we need to do, go by. This is Stock Tamer Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and co-host, Bishop Fly. And we're trying to let you enjoy yourself. Anything you use, if you want to get in this conversation, give us a call at 614-914-5001 or 614-927-2013. And give us a call if you want to enjoy this conversation and get involved. And feel free, if you like the music we play, give us a call, and then we'll do that too. But Mr. Get Back with You, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yes, you know, when we begin to look at how they chose the king, they didn't look at his qualifications. They didn't look at his spiritual position. And they didn't look at his thoughts toward God. They looked at all outward appearance, like we do sometimes when we're young. I remember as a young man, if I was interested in the girl, I was only interested in how she looked on the outside. If her hair was long, if she was shapely, you know, brothers, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's the only thing I looked at. But I wasn't looking at character. I wasn't looking at faithfulness. I wasn't looking at would she be a mother. No. And that's what the children of Israel did. They looked at Saul because he was a warrior. But he didn't have any character, and he didn't have any really love toward God, because if you love God, then you would keep his word.
Yeah, a lot of the people say they love God and don't keep their word. I've seen people that I have been around say that they love God, but it's another color. They go another way. It's another color. Another way they gonna go. And they constantly pushing you, pushing stuff down on you. You blah 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 blah. And then, and at the same time, well, dang, okay, then you find out, then later on down the way, you find out who they really are. And God has a way, well, let you sit back and listen, look at them, hear what they say, then finally they say, you see what they really are and what they're really doing. And the thing they're telling you not to do, they're doing.
Amen.
And it gets you confused.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does, when it gets you confused, it's going to put you right back out there where you didn't, where you trying to get away from. And that include myself, a lot of people have done that too. I've seen that, trying to bring, and that's why I try to carry myself in the way. I'm not trying to be perfect or anything, but I try to be in the way where they can get a little bit of what I've got.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being perfect. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with striving to be perfect. That's what we should be doing, striving to be perfect. If we want to be like God, God who was perfect in the form of Jesus Christ, then we have to strive to be perfect too. And he gives us tools to work with in order to be perfect. He gives us the Holy Ghost and he gives us his word. And then he put people that cross our path that would help us and pour into us. You know, if we travel in a group and we're the smartest person in the group, I would recommend to you to find another group. Find somebody that's smarter than you so they can be able to pour into you. Because if you constantly pouring out and never receiving, you're going to run out. You know, I was doing my devotions today. And you know, it's kind of funny how songs drop in your soul or drop in your spirit that you haven't heard in years and years and years. And I heard this song, and it says, when you get a little money and you get on your feet, why do you change? What God has blessed you with is no more than you need. Why can't we remain the same? Say the day might be as bright as the morning sun, but tomorrow can be dark and everything you have is gone. Don't forget to remember where all your blessings come from. Whatever you have, whatever you need, whatever you're trying to achieve, it has to come from God.
And that is so true. Everything you need and everything you got comes from God. And a lot of things come. A lot of people don't believe this, but whatever they got came from God.
That's right.
And people that say that ain't never. I got this. No, you didn't get this on your own. You had help. We all get help for everything we do. We get help because I thank God for helping me in things that I'm trying to do. And I will continue to let him show me and let him lead me. I don't care how many haters I got out there, but I'm gonna continue to go on. And I'm not trying to satisfy them. I'm trying to satisfy God. I'm asking God to take over. Bishop?
Yeah, when the people finally came to their senses and Saul was rejected of God, God just rejected the king that they had picked. And then God told Samuel to go to Jesse's house and look for his son. But Jesse had many sons, and he was looking for the one to anoint as the next king. And it wasn't the one that was mighty or built up, had a six-pack, a long hair, or nothing like that. It was the one that was out in the field. It was the one that was dirty. They had to wait on him to get cleaned up in order to present him to the prophet. And you know what? God wasn't looking at how he looked on the inside. God knew what was. God wasn't looking at how he was looking on the outside. God knew what was on the inside of David. And David was a worshiper. David was a praiser. He was a man that loved God. He was a man that didn't mind going forth in the name of God. He was a man that trusted God. We know the story of Goliath. It was David. He had been appointed king, but he hadn't assumed the role yet. But he wanted to know who was this uncircumcised Philistine that would dare defile the army of the living God, that would not defile him as king, but would defile the army of the living God. And he said, I'll fight him. You know, that's what we need. We need more warriors, more people that are bold in the gospel, more people that's bold in their testimony, more people that's bold and love God enough to really go out and touch people and bring them to the house of God.
Yeah, you know, that's our job. That is our job, to bring people in. We can't, there's a people are down and we don't know what their problem is. And it's all, as I always say, that I did a thing called Don't Look Down on Man Unless You're Picking Him Up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to count to somebody down like that. Don't push them away. Please don't push them away. Just call, pull them aside, sit down and talk to them. Find out what's the problem, how they got it in, why they're so sad. And a lot of these people that are down, they are sad. They're not happy, they're sad. Because somewhere in their life, they got hurt. And they hold on to this pain. And they have to let that pain go. And when we need to, and that's why we know by us being ambassadors to Christ, we need to go out. We need
that's
to go
right.
out and pull them in.
That's right.
Don't shut them away. It doesn't matter how bad they smell. Take them somewhere, give them a shower, and bring them in. Dress them and feed them. But don't push them away, because like, there's things that they have to, things they need in their life. And maybe we may be the very ones that can give them to them. You never know, that person may be the very one you have to give a glass of water to, Bishop.
Yeah, that is so true. They still have on their grave clothes. Mm-hmm. And the grave clothes will be their worldly clothes. They still have that on. They smell like the world. They act like the world. They think like the world. They are of the world. But it's our job to bring them in and convert their mind and heart into the ways of God. You know, I haven't shared this, I don't think, but when I first got saved, I was 22 years old. And I went into a church, and I had on my Superfly. I had on the coat, and I had the perm. I had the hat. You know, that was the first time in my life that my last name finally got some respect, Fly. So I say I was Superfly. But I'm telling you, I met a super word, and that super word changed super fly into a humble fly, amen, to be a worker for the Lord.
Yeah, and that was so beautiful. And like, there were some things, I can remember the time, there's something that happened to me one time, and then I kept going and kept saying, when you going to stop doing what you're doing? I kept on, and finally it came. And it stopped me,
mm-hmm.
and from here on out. And I haven't looked back at that in a while. But it, you know, if that sometimes it takes a tragedy in our own lives to bring us out of it. And you'd be surprised. You can keep doing it. And you get, and sometimes God will get tired of it and say, "Well, I'm gonna do something to get your attention." And He will do something
oh,
to
yes.
get your attention.
Oh yes, He will. Oh yes, He will.
And that's the way it is, Bishop.
Yeah, I remember what God did to get my attention, and this is just part of my testimony. I was working as a salesman, and I came home one day, and in my apartment was all my friends, with small crowd, and we was doing what we always did. But this particular day, I didn't feel like doing this, so I came in, and I went through the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, back to the bedroom, and I sat on the bed. And I don't know why I sat there. I just had to try to get my thoughts together. Here's a young man, 22 years old, trying to get your thoughts together. And I heard a voice that denounced the devil. And when I denounced the devil, things just broke up in my heart. I just started crying. And I wasn't one who cried. I wasn't a crybaby. I wasn't weak. And I thought if you cried as a man that you was weak. But I cried and cried. And then the Lord showed me people that I needed to go apologize to. My best friend was in the apartment, and he came back there, and he asked me, he said, "What's wrong?" And I told him, I said, "You know what? If I have did anything to offend you, please forgive me." He thought I was getting ready to die. I thought I was getting ready to die. I didn't know what was going on. And then the Lord told me, he said, I allowed you to go to school. I allowed you to mingle amongst the world. Now I require that you carry my word at 22 years old.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's just why every time I struck that bass on my guitar, I say a prayer before I play it.
Yes.
Anyway, well, to our listeners, our viewers, YouTube and everything, we're going to wrap this up. And we hope to see you next time on YouTube. This is Dr. Face Cloth Smith and Bishop Fly. See you next time on YouTube.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Dr. Bass and Bishop Gregory Fly, and welcome to Stairway to Heaven. And we getting ready to have some fun now. So this is Sean Brown and the boys, and then they sing their song. It's called A Meeting. And we enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed this song. But if you want to give us a call, call us at 614-914-2500. And right now, this is Rhonda and the Flaming Stars. This is a new one. And they just sent us this.
I
Cool, that is Rhonda and the Flaming Stars. And they sent me that. They sent me that by Daryl J. Jones. And we are in the next couple of weeks. Daryl Jones is going to call. He's going to call in, and we're going to be Stairway to Heaven's anniversary, fifth anniversary. And we're going to have Daryl Jones will be calling us long distance. He's going to talk about how he got into it. He used to be a judge. So he was a judge, common court judge.
Okay.
And he got out of that and started producing music from different groups and everything. And he's going to be working with us.
So he heard the call of the Lord.
Right. Amen. He stopped and started playing music, started producing. He's doing music now, so I'm glad for him. I met him. How I got to meet him was it was a group that I talked to. It was the Christianaires, the new Christianaires. And I was told them that I was trying to get some music for the show. Mm-hmm. And the Christianaires sent me their stuff, and I get a call from him. Mm-hmm. And he started sending me stuff off and on. Then I got another call from another radio announcer out of Washington. Her name was Jennifer she's from Washington. And she was asking me questions. I did an interview with her all the way from Washington here in Texas. She was asking about this show. So Daryl's going to be coming on. He's going to tell us a lot of things, how he got started with these groups. And he's going to work with us. And after that, he's going to be sending us a lot of stuff. And we had a good lesson the first half of the show. I'm going to let Bishop finish up on it. And if you have any questions you want to ask, call us at 614-914-5001, 614-927-2013. And the last number is 614-401-8339. That's that other number. But like I said, Bishop and I are looking for you to call and tell us what you like and what you think of the music. Bishop?
Yeah, it's amazing how when we trust God and God is the king of our life, how relaxed and easy and less tension we have because we trust in him. You know what I thought about the three young men, the Hebrew boys as we refer to them, when they were accused of not bowing down to the golden calf that the king had made. And they told the king, "Say, O king, live forever. We are not even careful to answer you concerning this matter." You know, they were showing him respect as the king, live forever. But then they were kind of, you know, indignant in a way. They say, "We're not even careful to answer you concerning this matter. We will not bow down." And then they said, "For the God that we serve is able to deliver us. And if he don't, he's still able." So that was total confidence that they had in the Lord. And that's what we have to have. We have to have total confidence in the Lord. You know, I might be going through a financial struggle. Mm-hmm. I might be going through family problems or whatever you're going through. You have to put it in the hands of God. I heard a songwriter years ago when he said, "I put it all in his hands. This and that, I put it all in his hands."
Yeah, that is real. Let me say before I get back what I'm about to say, I forgot to do this. Let me do this. Announce this. The Northern Sons will be singing tomorrow night on this church at Mark Rock. Terry didn't give me the name of it. And Sunday is going to be the North and South concert. The groups from the North from Columbus and the group from the South are going to be up here singing, competing.
Okay.
And it's not a contest, but I think the ticket's about, I forgot how much it was and everything, but I don't have my flyer with me. I thought I did, but I'm going to have to go look for it. But like I said, the Northern Sons will be singing on Mark Road. It's a little church sits up on the back of the hill back up in there.
On Mark Road?
Right, Mark Road. Mm-hmm. They'll be singing tomorrow night at that church. And then Sunday they had the North and South, a church on Bethel, I think it's Bethel Avenue, Bethel Road, whatever the church is. But they're going to be, that's going to be in North and South. And there's special guests, you know, that Sunday, are the singing disciples, good friends of mine. I know them very, very well.
Okay.
Very well. And that's what they'll be singing. But anyway, getting back to Bishop's lesson, We got people that don't want to listen to what God has said. Mm-hmm. And we got people that don't rather listen to other people to change things. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue on, this is a guy named Logan Collins of Hollywood Logan. He is the former minister of the Thrifters. Name second, Jesus Care. That was Hollywood Logan. I think his first name is called Laporta Logan. He was a former member of the Drifters. And I talked to him before he sent me that, and he said he was the baby of the Drifters. And I was shocked to hear that he used to sing with the Drifters. But all of them are gone now. All of them gone home. All of them passed on. So, Darryl Jones sent me that, and he will do it again. Send us some more. This is Mike and Company. Another
'cause I haven't made up my mind. Yes, I do. Christ is fully the truth and the lie. In him I will place all my trust. He only wants what's best for us. I know my purpose because of who I serve. I'm gonna stand up
and be a witness.
Be a witness for the Lord.
Be a witness for the Lord.
I'm gonna
stand up and be a witness.
I'm gonna be a witness for the Lord.
Be a witness for the Lord.
I'm gonna
stand up and be a witness.
I'm gonna give him the praise and all the glory.
Yes, I am.
He deserves all we have to give him.
Okay, that's Mike and Company in there. He sent me, they sent me that too. So, as I said, Bishop and I will be preaching the word, be playing a lot of music that y'all have, that haven't got here. And I'm bringing, I think it's, what's your bass player at the church? What's the name of this group? Men of God's Heart.
Men of God's Heart. Yeah. I was just about to say something about some of our talent here in Columbus.
Right.
You know, if you're listening and you like for your music to be played, you know, we're here to help push you. We're here to help you get out front and so that you can do what the Lord has called you to do. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 614-914-5501 or 614-927-2013 and find out what you have to do in order to get your music played on the air. We just can't play it because of rules and regulations now. Mm-hmm. We have to work together as a team, but we want to push you in the ministry that God has given you. So let us help you do what God has called you to do.
Yes, because we do need your permission to play. I do not own the music. We do not own the music that we play, but we do have permission to play.
Amen.
And we got some talent like JR and Company. Excuse me. Dang it. JR and Company got his CD, and he gave me permission to play it. I'm going to have to bring it so he can play his. I got Family. That's an old CD, but I have played it before, and I got their CD. But and Men of God's Heart, we gonna get that young man up here.
Yes, yes.
And so he can sit and tell us history about his group. Also, I like to say, look out. The Keys of Harmony are getting ready to reunite and get back together. We done had some sicknesses and everything. I talked to the manager and everything. Yours truly and the Keys of Harmony are planning to rehearse and get ready to get right back out there. And as far as the Gospel Explosion, will be next year, not this year, but next year, because trying to see this pandemic, this virus, I don't want to take a chance of somebody getting sick off the virus, although some of y'all done had your shots, some have not. So I'm trying to see how this thing's going to go. And if it goes okay, I'll give you the month, the time, Bishop, and I'll give you the month, the time, the place where it's going to be at. Because we're looking for that baby to be beautiful.
I would like to give a shout out to Kingdom Builders International Fellowship. We have our Holy Convocation coming up next week. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 o'clock. The address is 1643 Aberdeen Avenue here in Columbus. Grace New Covenant Worship Center will be the host, and we have some good topics. Our theme is Reset, coming out of transition, and we have some excellent presenters and speakers. And to the young people, if you're out there and you're listening tonight, we have a young man coming from Akron on Friday night, and his name is Elder Hollis. And you don't want to miss him. We got dancers, we have singers, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. For those ladies that want to see something geared towards the ladies, that'll be on Thursday night. We have an excellent speaker. You will enjoy it. So come on out and be with us. It starts at 7 o'clock, 1643 Aberdeen.
All right, here's the Keys of Harmony. Somebody touch me. I also like to give a shout out to Mount Carmel Lab Techs. They're working in the lab trying to help us out, get us better. And my family, Keys of Harmony, Reverend Jones of Refuge Baptist Church, and my family. I had buried a cousin last week. My niece's My niece's husband had died when I was at her funeral Saturday. So, that's the way it is. And that sound like my Skylar Perry. Yeah, it is Skylar, sound like Skylar Patterson. Passive Skylar Patterson. Yes, yeah. Okay, that was Pastor Skylar Patterson and Preston Disney, and there the song was called Testify. As I said before, we don't own the rights to the music, but you know, they will give us permission to play it. Like I said, next time our guests will be on Stairway to Heaven's anniversary will be Daryl Day Jay Jones out of Texas, Colbert, Texas. He's going to call in long distance. And he's connected with all these this music, and he's connected with all those groups that he sent me. And he might have possibility he's going to probably have one of the artists with him when we do this. And that's one part of that. The other part of the anniversary, we're going to try to play the local talent pool. That'll be the Keys, Men of God's Heart, try to get family in here and JR and try to find out who else. I think I'm seeking to find my nephew's record of the Anointed Son CD. See, can I find their music and play theirs? We play, I'm going to say this, we play anybody that's got talent here in the city and also out of town. These groups that I involve, these guys, local groups from out of town, and they never been heard of, and we're trying to give them a start, give them a push.
Right here.
Sometimes you, I'm gonna say this. I'm saying this from being a bass player for a group and many groups. Sometimes your own hometown won't back you up, and if you ain't got nothing on city hill wax, they ain't gonna push you. But you, and some will push and some you won't. And I made a promise to myself when I got into this. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm trying to get some. And if you also, not only you quartets, I know I'm a quartet man, but some of you choirs, if you got some stuff out there, call us. And I'll give you my number. My number is 614-817-5588. I'm Dr. Bishop. You can give them yours so they can contact you.
614-601-2046.
Yeah, and give us a call and let us know. We got some stuff that we want, we would like for you to play. But you got to write us a statement saying that we have permission to play it. And we're not going to shove out anybody. Like I said, for these other groups from out of town, local groups out of town, I'm going to push them too because they need it. Because the Clouds got theirs, Pilgrim Jubilee got theirs, Canton Spirits, everybody know them all around the country. But everybody else doesn't. And okay, and well, the time's getting short. It's time for us to go. And I like to say, this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith telling you, if you, the mind is up but the garden, what you put in the grove, Bishop.
And this is Bishop Gregory Fly. When God was king, put God back on the throne, y'all.
But thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you what you're.